And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I know you guys out there that listen to the show a lot, you know you just caught the tagline because I'm supposed to say we're working on your financial freedom. But on today's show, it's just me. It's just me working on your financial freedom. Let me explain. I am hyper focused on trying to give you some information that I think you guys have been looking for. I spent a lot of time doing some research, and I used the internet to get my research done. I used a little bit of AI to get my research done. I disqualified a lot of AI information because not everything that AI puts out is relevant information, or it's information that's just, well, it's kind of a waste of time. So I feel that by doing that, by being that little barrier that helps protect you from information that doesn't benefit you, I feel like I'm kind of in this by myself. But I hear Rick whispering in my ear, and he's going, "Don't forget about me, Al. Don't forget about me." And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I can't forget about Rick because Rick is part of my team. As a matter of fact, if it weren't for Rick, I couldn't share this information with you. So, okay, I'm going to change the tagline back to what Dell wants me to use, which is we're working on your financial freedom, because at the end of the day, I didn't do this by myself. I really didn't. I had the help of a lot of people. I really do. I've got to share the wealth. I mean, let me come clean. Let me come clean and let you know that I have been investing in real estate since the 1990s. But get this, I didn't do it right until 2017. So you can do the math on the amount of time that I was doing it wrong. So what happened in 2017 that changed the playing field for me? Well, in 2017, I stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. And I started listening to the radio programs, like you're listening to this radio program now. And they started sharing information with me that I could use. And one of the things that they did was they shared market information with me. And I thought that was amazing, because when you listen to all the different content that is out there on AM radio, or all the different content that's out there on podcasts that have to do with real estate investing, the majority of the content providers, and I'm not talking about Lifestyles Unlimited, I'm talking about everybody else, the majority of them just give you information, just general information, information that hasn't been screened, information that is very generic. And the reason is they don't understand your particular situation. So depending on what they're trying to convey to you, they have to go very general. Now, sometimes we have to do that here at Lifestyles Unlimited, because after all, I don't know your particular financial situation. I don't know how much money you're sitting on in a 401k. I don't know how much money is in the IRAs. I don't know how much money is sitting in your garage in the form of vehicles that you own free and clear that you probably don't drive anymore. I don't know how much money you've got sitting in whole life insurance products. I don't know how much money you've got sitting in Bitcoin. I don't know how much money you've got sitting in the stock market. I don't know where your money's at. I don't know how much money you make. As a result of that, I can't give you very specific guidance on your specific situation. But here's what I can do. I can give you specific information about real estate markets that I consider investing in. These are markets that I monitor. These are markets that are not off limits to me. And these are markets that I have, well, come to know. I have come to know these markets because I have been a single family investor in the past. Now, let me take you back to 2017. In 2017, I owned several duplexes, and like I mentioned to you earlier in the show, I owned them all wrong. I thought having negative cash flow was okay. I thought that, you know, just fixing things as they broke, that was okay. And that was kind of how I managed the properties. And then I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I found out that methodology was terrible. It was a terrible methodology. So what did I do? I learned Lifestyles Unlimited's methodology. And you know what I learned from that? Well, first of all, I learned all the right ways that I should have been doing when I was owning and operating those properties. So, you know, here's the neat thing about real estate. Very forgiving. I was actually able to take the information that I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited, and I was actually able to put it into place into those properties. And what I, here, let me just give you the result. The result was I turned, if I recall correctly, I was taking about $1,000 a month in negative cash flow across all three of those properties. By doing the things that I was taught to do by Lifestyles Unlimited, I actually turned that negative $1,000 a month in cash flow into a positive $1,000 a month in cash flow. That's a $2,000 swing in my household income. It was life-changing. I'm just here to tell you, it was life-changing. When I was able to get rid of $1,000 of expenses and replace it with $1,000 of income, that allowed me to do certain things in my life. The other thing that I learned to do with Lifestyles Unlimited was I learned how to invest in multifamily apartment communities. So with a combination of single family and multifamily, I was able to get myself to a place of retirement in 2019. It took me 2 years to get it done. Now, I'm here to tell you that the majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members need about 5 years to get to a place of retirement. But there are outliers out there, people like me, that are so desperate to get it done, we're willing to do anything in our power, as long as it's legal, to enhance our result. So I was able to get it done in 2 years. And I'll tell you what, for the last 6 years, I have been real estate retired, and I'm not looking back. It is something that is a part of my life now that I wish that I always had as a part of my life. But let me change gears on you. I'm going to get into three markets that I think that you should be aware of that exist in the great state of Texas. For those of you that don't live in the great state of Texas, do not change the radio station. And here's why. These are markets that Lifestyles Unlimited members have been investing in over the years, and they've made a lot of money. So the question that should be on the tip of your tongue is this. Even though past performance indicates these markets might be great places to invest our money, what does the future hold? How do we know that success will continue into the future and that we won't run afoul and find ourselves in a terrible situation because the market didn't do what we thought the market was going to do? All right, let me qualify for you. Are you ready? First of all, I have no idea what the future holds. I really don't. I mean, here, let me give you an example. Let me take all the way back to 2020. Remember 2020? Yeah, you remember 2020. We started off 2020 and Trump was the president at that time. He had been the president for a while. The economy was doing pretty good. And we started 2020. And in my mind, I thought, wow, this is going to be the best year, not only for real estate investing, but I think just the best year ever, ever. And, you know, I was convinced of that in January of 2020. I was convinced of that in February of 2020. And I was convinced of that going into March of 2020. And then what happened in 2020 that none of us knew was coming down the pipeline? The pandemic showed up. Remember, Trump came on the TV and he said, yeah, we've got a little bit of a problem here. We're gonna ask everybody in America to basically self-quarantine. We need about 14 days to flatten the curve, and everything should be good after that. And we entered into the lockdown. I had no idea the lockdown was coming. Did you? I mean, now some of you might have had an inkling. Maybe you pay attention to certain news feeds that might have given you an indication that this was coming. But I had no idea it was coming until it was upon us. So everything that I share with you today, I want you to take with a grain of salt. In other words, I want you to qualify all the information I'm sharing with you. That doesn't mean when I give you information and I give you a citation or a source for that information that you just go look up that source and see if the source said it. Now, that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm saying is when I make a statement, and if you don't in the back of your mind agree with that statement, you think, well, you know what, that statement might be a little bit off. That's when you make a note that you want to go research that statement and see if you can qualify it or disprove it. And then if you disprove it, send me an email at askal@luinc.com because I'd like to know that you disproved it. Because let me just be clear with you. I go to great lengths to give you information that I think is valid and accurate. However, future-leaning stuff, it's all a crapshoot, folks. It's all a crapshoot. We can take historical information. We can take information up until now, but we cannot predict what the future will be. We can only guesstimate. Does that make sense? All right. I think I've disclosed myself out of attorney jail. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into one of the markets that I wanted to share with you. This is the San Antonio single family rental market. What you need to know is information about historical growth rates, projected growth rates, vacancy rates. Things like this help you to understand and shape the market. You also need to know historical rent growth, and you need to know projected rent growth. This information will help you understand what could be possible in the future. Does that make sense? All right, so let's get into the data. San Antonio, population growth, has ranked among the top 10 U.S. metro areas for population gains between 2010 and 2020. And that's according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which drives demand for single family rentals. Now, some of you may point out, well, Al, it's a little bit past 2010 to 2020, is it not? Yes, it is. But you will find that the Census Bureau tends to populate information in 10-year chunks. So that's the 10-year chunk that I've got available to me. Here's what else I found. I found that the single-family market trends from 2010 to 2019, the single-family rent growth averaged 4 to 5% annually, supported by a diverse economy that includes military, healthcare, and the tech sectors. And that's according to historical Zillow data all the way from 2019. Now, I know some of you are saying that's dated data, Al, but let me point something out to you. Military, still strong in the San Antonio market. Healthcare, still strong in the San Antonio market. Tech sector, still relatively strong in the San Antonio market, although maybe not as strong as it was back in that 2019 time period. Does that make sense? All right. What can I tell you about projected growth rates? Well, I can tell you that the population growth is expected to continue growing at a 1 to 2% annual growth rate through 2025, and that's fueled by in-migration from other states and job growth along the I-35 corridor. Now, I got that data from the Texas Demographic Center, and they published that data in 2024. So those of you looking for more current data, there's more current data for you. I also found that rent growth is projected to stabilize at a 3 to 4% growth rate annually, and that's projected through 2025 and into 2026. And that assumes economic stability and moderated new construction. One of the things you need to know is that new construction is kind of going down in the San Antonio market. Now, I got that information from CBRE in their market outlook published in 2024. Here's something else you need to know. Vacancy rates. In other words, how long does a property sit on the market? Or another way to look at it is for all available rental units in a particular market, how many are vacant at any given time? So in 2022, during peak rental season, which is from May to August in San Antonio, single family vacancy rates tightened to around 6%, with homes leasing in an average of about 32 days, which was down from 37 days in the prior year. Now, I got that information from Rent Cafe published in 2022. By late 2023, vacancy rates had risen slightly to 7 or possibly 8% due to new single family construction supply entering in the market. And I got that information from Yardi Matrix, and they published that in 2024. Now, what about the current trends in vacancy rates? As of early 2025, single family rental vacancy rates remained around 7 to 8%, reflecting increased inventory from new builds, particularly in suburban areas like the Alamo Ranch area. What does that mean for you as a real estate investor? Not so much. As a matter of fact, I'll share with you my thoughts on that current trend. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Notice how I got the tagline right? Because, you know, I thought through it earlier in the show, and I realized that I was wrong, so I needed to make it right. So I made it right, and I feel good about myself. All right, so where did we leave off? Let's see. We left off. Oh, that's right. I was giving you my thoughts on the current trend on vacancy rates in the San Antonio market. And here's, let me give you what my research said again, because I realize you sat through a commercial break, and then I'll get into it. Okay, so in 2022, now we're talking about historical vacancy. In 2022, which by the way, we were still technically in a pandemic, during peak rental season from May to August, single family rental vacancy rates tightened to around 6%, with homes leasing in an average of about 32 days. And I got that information from Rent Cafe, published in 2022. By late 2023, vacancy rates had risen slightly to about 7, maybe 8% due to new single family rental supply entering the market. And I got that information from Yardi Matrix, published in 2024. Now, the current trend as of early 2025 is that single family rental vacancy rates still remain around 7 to 8%, reflecting increased inventory from new builds, particularly in suburban areas like Alamo Ranch, which is located in the northwest portion of San Antonio. And Yardi Matrix published that information in quarter one of 2025. Now, the projected vacancy, this is where we have to get our crystal ball out. Here's what we know. With construction slowing in late 2024, and steady demand from new residents, in other words, military families moving in to the area, vacancy rates are expected to decline to 6 or possibly 7% by mid-2025, and that's based off of data compiled by Marcus and Milchap in their 2025 forecast. Okay, well, here are my thoughts on that. What we're experiencing is that if you put a property on the market for rent, you could potentially expect it to take around 30 to maybe 35 days for you to get a qualified resident in the property. All right, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that could be 30 to 35 days that your property sits vacant. There's no rental income coming into the property. So you would have a loss for that month. Okay, and that's not how we like to operate our properties. One of the things you'll be taught as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is how to avoid waiting 30 some odd days to get a qualified renter to move into your property. So how do we do that? Well, we start the leasing process as early as possible. In other words, if I'm working on a new project, in other words, I've got a property that I picked up that I'm putting through rehab, I start putting for rent information in front of that property as early as the time I take possession of that property. And even though that property is going through a transformation, even though that property, if people looked in the windows, they would see at certain stages of the process, they're going to see maybe dirty, nasty property. How do I get them to overcome that? I put up pictures of what the property will look like, because I can take pictures of other properties that I've done, or if this is my very first property, I can actually model my property against a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, and I could use sample pictures from their property to give an indication of what the property will look like when the property is finally fixed. And I can change those pictures out depending on the stages of construction that are being accomplished in the project. Does that make sense? Now, it could take 30 days, 60 days, maybe 90 days to get the rehab done, but I'm going to start the marketing process on day one, because what I don't want to wait is 30, 35 days after I complete the project to find that great renter. So what happens 99 times out of 100 is that I find somebody who's ready, willing, and able to sign a lease. They sign a lease, and then we secure a move-in date based on when the property becomes available for rent. Does that make sense? Yeah. All right. Well, what do I do for a property that I already have a renter in? Okay. Here's how this works. At the 60-day mark, and by the way, this is in my lease. It says in my lease that it's 60 days out. The resident needs to let me know whether they intend to renew the lease, or they are going to request to go on a month-to-month lease, or they're planning on just flat-out leaving at the end of the lease. Why do I do it at 60 days when most people do it at 30 days? 60 gives me greater time than 30 days to find a resident. It means I do the same type of marketing approach. The difference is I have somebody living in the property, so I can't put up pictures in the window of what the property looks like, but the property is in good shape. So as long as I've got my for rent sign in the front of the yard, and by the way, it's in my lease, they have to allow me to put my for rent sign in the front yard, I can start screening people who are looking for rental property, and I can secure a lease before my current residents move out. That's one way we get around the whole vacancy problem. Now, is that a guarantee that you won't have a few days of vacancy? No, you might have a few days of vacancy. But a few days of vacancy is a lot better than a month or a month and a half or 2 months worth of vacancy. You need to understand that those are situations you need to avoid as a real estate investor. Because when you sit back and you look at your real estate investing business, you're in business to make a profit. Now, it's nice to have those losses that real estate provides to you for tax purposes. I get that. But that doesn't make sense when we're trying to make money on the property. And by the way, you got to make money for the tax benefits to work. Otherwise, you're not protecting the income because you're not making any income. Does that make sense? All right. I know that makes sense to you. All right, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about historical rent growth because you ought to have an idea of what the San Antonio market has done with regards to single family rental rent growth. And in pre-2020, so prior to the pandemic, rent growth averaged 4 to 5% per year, with a median 3-bedroom rent reaching about $1,400 by 2019. And I got that information by data mining Zillow. Yeah, they have research data that was published in 2019 that you can go out and grab if you want. All right, what happened 2020 to 2023? Well, post-pandemic, in other words, we're technically kind of in the pandemic, rents surged by 26% over the 3 years from 2019 to 2022, hitting a 1,779 rental rate by June of 2022. And by late 2023, growth started to slow down, with some markets seeing negative year-over-year changes of -3% to -5%. Now, I got that data from Zillow and also from Rent Cafe. So now some of you might be thinking, wow, you know, that doesn't sound good. It like surged up there, and then we had negative rent growth. Okay, you have to understand, a surge of 26% rent growth over a three-year period is significant growth. It is unsustainable growth, but it is growth that occurred during the pandemic as people were fleeing certain states of the union and coming to certain places like San Antonio to live. So what about the recent data? Well, as of April of 2024, the median single family rent was up to $1,875 per month, reflecting a stabilization from peak levels. And I got that information from Yardi Matrix. Here's what I've determined. Now, you can agree with me or you can choose not to agree with me. It doesn't bother me either way. And here's why. The San Antonio market is a great market to invest in if you're a single family investor, but it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. Now, I realized that at the beginning of the show, I told you I was going to give you information on three different markets. And then as I was going through the show, I realized I had way more data than I have time to give you all the information. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to save the data on the Houston and the Dallas markets for future shows. And I'm going to bring that data up. And here's why I'm going to do that. You deserve to get all the data spinning around in your head. You do. You also deserve to get full attention on those markets. Now, I've given the San Antonio market full attention, but there's no way I can give Houston and Dallas the same full attention in the time I have remaining in the show. So I'm just not going to do it. But what I am going to do is I'm going to share with you a property that showed up in my inbox literally the day before yesterday. And if I can get my Excel spreadsheet to operate correctly, there we go. All right. This is a property that was brought to me by the Lifestyles Realty team. Michael, as a matter of fact, sent me the property. And this property is located in San Antonio, Texas. It was originally built in 1949. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath property with a 1-car garage, and it's about 1,100 square feet. So it's kind of on the small side, but it's big on the small side. Does that make sense? You don't even care about that, do you? Okay, let's get into the numbers. That's what you need to care about. The property, as it was presented to me, indicates that if this property was all fixed up, and this property is not all fixed up, this property is in bad shape. This property, all fixed up in the current market, in the current neighborhood that that property sits in, should be worth $235,000. But it's not worth that money today because it's in bad shape. No one will pay $235,000. For the condition that property is in. So what's it worth in today's market? Michael thinks it's worth about $135,000. That's about $100,000 less than what the after repair value in the marketplace actually is. That gives us about $100,000 of equity for us to work with. That indicates to me that this is a property maybe we want to consider buying because we can buy it for about 58 cents on the dollar. It's not a bad price. Now, we also have to be concerned about what is it going to take to rehab this property. Michael's estimate is about $50,000. Based on what he sees is wrong with the property, in order to bring it up to the Lifestyles Unlimited standard, and Michael knows what our standard is, it's going to take about $50,000 of raw cash. You're also going to have about $10,000 worth of closing and holding costs. So your total expenses are about $60,000. So that's $60,000 that we're going to eat up out of that $100,000 worth of equity. But think about it. There's still $40,000 worth of equity there for us to play around with. Well, we buy this property. We buy it with hard money. Why do we buy it with hard money? Because hard money is going to loan us 70% of the after repair value. Now, remember, I said the after repair value was what? $235,000? That's a big number, right? So what is 70% of that number? Well, Mr. Calculator's not playing nice with me right now, but what it works out to be is about $164,500. And with that money, we can spend $135,000 to buy the asset. Yeah. Now get this. We're going to use the rest of the loan proceeds to cover some of that $50,000 worth of rehab. Pretty cool. You didn't know you could do that, did you? You totally can do it. It's totally legal. It's totally permissible. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will get connected with hard money lenders that understand our model, which is very important, by the way. You also will be educated on what the model is, very important, by the way. And together, you can work together and you can buy this asset. Now, that $164,500 that the hard money lender is willing to loan you isn't going to cover everything. Now, there's going to be a little bit of a shortage in there. That shortage works out to be $19,250. That's the actual cash that you're going to put into the asset. Effectively, now get this. Effectively, if you're paying $19,250 out of your own pocket and you're buying an asset that when all repaired is worth $235,000, you're effectively paying 8.2% for that property. 8.2%. You're not putting 20% down. You're not dropping $50,000 out of your checking account into that property to cover all of the rehab costs. You're effectively writing one check for $19,250 that represents your purchase contribution of only 8.2% against a valuation of the property at $235,000. Now, there's some other things going on. When the dust all settles, when the math all works, you're putting $19,250 of your own money into the asset. But when everything settles out, your total costs for the asset are only $195,000. But the value is $235,000. That means there's an additional $40,000 of equity that you captured in this property. Let that sink in for a minute. Take the $19,250, the check that you wrote, that goes into the property. And there's an additional $40,000 waiting for you in the property that you're not writing a check for. Your total equity in the asset, $59,250. You're getting a 208% return on the capital gain. That's just on the equity capture. We haven't even talked about what this property does from a cash flow perspective. Now, if you've listened to this radio show for any time, you know that I have some buying rules. These are personal buying rules that meet my goals and objectives for when I am buying single-family assets. I want to make that very clear. These are my rules. Your rules need to be your rule. If we happen to have the same rule, great. But don't just take my rule and make it your rule because it may not work for you. So here are my rules. When I buy a property, I have to at least double my equity in the property. This property triples my equity in the property. So check that box. The other thing the property has to do is I want it to return between $200 and $600 per month in passive income. Now, this property, based on the analysis that I did, comes up to $199, $199. So the question I have for you is this. Would you move forward with the property? It doesn't meet the screening criteria. It's a dollar off. But I'm going to make an exception in this case. Even though it's a dollar off, I'm going to make an exception because of the equity capture portion tripling my equity position in the property. This is a great deal, even if it only produces $199 per month in passive income. If you round up $199, you get to $200. Okay, and I'm good with that. So what kind of cash on cash return does $199 per month produce for you? Well, the way you figure that out is you annualize the $199. That takes you to $2,388 per year in passive income. You divide that by the $19,250 that you injected into the deal, you're getting a 12.41% return on investment on the cash on cash, 12.4%. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got money sitting in a savings account because that money is earmarked for investment. I am getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 5% in my savings account. But here's what I'm finding out. I could buy this property, and not only could I triple my equity position in the property, I would also get a 12.41% return on investment just on the cash on cash. And here's the other thing. All of that cash flow, it's protected by all the depreciation that is created by this property. And I actually am going to take a loss on the property when it comes tax time due to the fact that all the tax laws out there benefit me as the real estate investor. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for the free workshop or sign up for Expo, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.